Hello, football fans. This is Steve, the musical dictator of Argonauts, the Toronto Argonauts band. Thanks for listening to our podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the exciting world of Canadian Football League fight songs. Oh, really? If you've been to an Argos game at the Sky Dome for the past couple of years, you've probably heard this song being played after every Argo touchdown. Ever wonder where it came from?
Go, Toronto Argos, go, go, go. Pull together, fight the foe, foe, foe. Scoring touchdowns for the blue on blue. The Argos will win for you.
And you know what? If you've been to a Hamilton Tiger Cats game, maybe you've heard this song.
We love those cats, those tiger cats. We don't mind adversity. For we'll whiskey, wee wee, and whiskey, wah wah, right on to victory.
And out in British Columbia, you might have heard this one.
Come on and roar, you lions, roar. That's what a lion's roar is for.
You know what? After a while, those songs all sound pretty familiar. It turns out they were all recorded back in the 1960s on an album called CFL Songs, recorded by Dal Richards, the great Canadian bandleader. What's even more interesting is that one of the singers on that album, Vern Kennedy, currently plays trumpet with the Argos band. I had a chat with Vern to reminisce a little bit about how this album came to be.
Vern's involvement with CFL fight songs goes way back to the 1960s.
Right. Right.
Now, Vern, you actually sang on that album with Dal Richards and his orchestra.
I think it was a great booster for the CFL because it gave each team and their song a little bit of exposure in other regions of Canada. And it was fun. It was great.
It must be a treat for you to hear that song being blasted out of the Sky Dome speaker. The Rogers Centre speakers. After every score.
It's a trip down memory lane for sure.
And then Argonauts, we attempt to weave through that song at the same time. Well, it's different styles.
Different style. We do that, and it brings back great memories. And we have a different treatment. And I believe it's your arrangement, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I think it was inspired by the original arrangement, which was harder and had some crazy key signature changes in it that I wasn't sure Argonauts could handle.
Here, by the way, is what it sounds like when the current Argos band tries to play that song. We're big believers of the theory that you can improve any song just by playing it faster. And that reminds me, we're going to have to try tuning up sometime this year.
A very young child at the time that album was recorded.
Well, they took me out of kindergarten to record that.
Now, how did you? Had you been singing with Dal Richards in other situations, or did it all come together for that album?
No, I had been singing professionally, doing TV shows, CBC and CTV and that sort of thing. But they just chose a few singers to record this, and Dal, I think Dal is still alive. I'm not really sure.
But we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Back in the studio for a moment to let you know that Dal is still alive and he's doing great. Check out his website at dalrichards.com.
He was a band leader in the Vancouver hotel and convention scene.
I think he had a marching band for the BC Lions.
Yes,
as well.
He did.
He was involved in that.
That's right. And so he was chosen to come to Toronto and redid the album. Through the auspices, I believe, of CTL, Canadian Talent Library, and I believe it was their idea, and it was good fun.
And this is an album that would have gone out to all the radio stations back in the day,
right?
And have something to play on game day.
Well, exactly, and the CTL, the Canadian Talent Library, had many stations that subscribed to their recordings, and so they were. They sort of spread the CFL songs right across the country.
Some of the songs, it's great that we've heard the Argo song here, and I know they play the Ticat song in Hamilton, and certainly Roar You Lions Roar is still heard out in BC, but a few of the songs in that album sound like they were just dreamed up on the spot in order to ensure that there was one for each team.
I think so. I think you're right. I think the truth is out after all these years. You've seen through the conspiracy.
Yeah. You know, I think Vern is right. Does anybody believe that this song was ever the Montreal Alouettes fight song?
On the go, on the go.
CFL Songs album really is a lot of fun. I was lucky enough to acquire a copy of it a few years ago on eBay, and it's got 12 songs on it, one for each of the 9 teams in the league at the time, and a couple of generic ones just celebrating Canadian football in general.
Football is fun when you're with that certain someone on a chilly afternoon.
It's also pretty informative in that the liner notes will tell you where a lot of these songs came from. Some of these songs we never hear anymore, but even some of the ones that are still in use, I'm sorry to say, they're not original tunes. I hope that our friends in the Saskatchewan Rough Rider Pep Band realize that they're playing the University of Wisconsin fight song every time they play on Rough Riders.
On Rough Riders, on Rough Riders, plunge right through that line.
And out in Edmonton, every time you're singing about fighting on with the Eskimos, you've stolen the University of Western Ontario fight song. If that wasn't bad enough, they stole it from Washington and Lee University in the States.
We're cheering, fight, fight, fight on Eskimos. We're marching right, right, right on Eskimos. We're charging.
And those of you in BC might like to cover your ears as we play this popular song from the 1950s that might remind you of something.
You are the one I idolize. Nobody thrills me like you do. You turn the gray skies into blue. For you always make my life worthwhile with the sunshine of your smile.
That's right, Roar, you Lions Roar. It's to the tune of The Sunshine of Your Smile, a hit for the Four Knights in the 1950s. I really do like the original songs on this album, though. The Argos song was written by a fellow named Johnny Burt, who was a local band leader in the Toronto area and also happened to be the manager of the Canadian Talent Library series of recordings, so I suspect that one might have been one of the ones that was dreamed up quickly to complete the album. But the Hamilton Tiger Cat song has a glorious history. Can you believe this? The Hamilton song was actually written by Jake Gador, who was president of the Tiger Cats and later commissioner of the CFL, and Ralph Sazio, coach of the Tiger Cats.
We love those cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit.
It pains this Argo fan to say it, but the Hamilton coach and president did a nice job on the song. You've got to like this particular line in the lyrics.
We don't mind adversity.
Well, if you like adversity, then the Hamilton Tiger Cats are certainly the team for you.
Do you remember who any of the other singers were? Or were they just other ringers that happened to be around that day?
No, Laurie Bauer was another one. Patty Van, Kathy Collier, I believe, was the fourth singer. And we did a lot of studio work in those days, so it was just another studio job. But then when we got there, of course, realized that hey, these are football songs. this is great.
It's great that they have new life. I don't think the Toronto song has been heard for about 30 years.
But now, every time we go to the Rogers Centre, we hear it on the speakers blasting away.
Now, so we're playing Winnipeg today. We expect to win about 52-0. So we'll probably hear that song 7 or 8 times.
Exactly. And if we don't hear it, we'll play it.
All right. Thanks, Vern. It's been great sharing these memories with you as we're on our survey of Canadian Football League songs. We'll have a listen to the band attempting to weave through their version of what's it called? I can't even think of the song we're talking about now.
I don't.
Go Toronto.
Go Toronto.
All right, thanks, Vern.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. We didn't win 52-0, but the band did play that song a few times, and they put it up in the Jumbotron, and the bouncing ball was there for people to sing along. Super to hear these old songs from the 60s coming back once again. Well, thanks for listening to our first ever Argonauts podcast. You can learn more about the band at argonauts.com, and I want to thank Vern Kennedy of our trumpet section for chatting with us today about his memories of recording these great CFL songs. And a special thanks to all the sound guys at all the stadiums in the league who play these recordings from time to time and keep these great old football traditions alive. This is Steve from Argonauts, the Toronto Argonauts band, reminding you that football is fun.
Football is fun in the snow or the sun, doesn't matter.